AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. At the Grammy Awards, the big winner for the night was Beyoncé.
Cowboy Carter. 16. Beyoncé.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
She won for Album of the Year, an elusive award for Beyoncé. She is both the most awarded and nominated artist in Grammy's history, and she won it for a country album.
I'd like to thank all of the incredible country artists that accepted this album. We worked so hard on it.
Beyoncé is the first black woman to win the top prize in the 21st century. Besides the music, the Grammys paid tribute to the firefighters and the victims of the deadly wildfires that have been burning around Los Angeles. Members of the Los Angeles Fire Department presented Beyoncé with the trophy. Alicia Keys spoke earlier.
When destructive forces try to burn us down, we rise from the ashes like a phoenix. And as you see tonight, music is the unstoppable language that connects us all. It's so beautiful.
Taylor Swift presented the award for Best Country Album to Beyoncé. She became the first black woman to ever win in that category. The work continues in the Potomac River near Washington, D.C. to find the victims of the collision between an American Airlines jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter. 67 people were on board the aircrafts. There's believed to be no survivors. This is D.C. Fire Chief John Donnelly.
So far, 55 victims have been positively identified from this aircraft, or from this accident.
Colonel Francis Perro with the Army Corps of Engineers says there is a precise operation going on.
And should any remains be found during our process, an automatic work stoppage happens, and we will definitely begin the proper coordination with the appropriate authorities.
This is AP News. An investigation is underway into a plane crash in Philadelphia.
Six people on an air ambulance flight and one person on the ground were killed when it crashed in Philadelphia a minute after takeoff Friday. At least 22 others were injured, some very seriously. The fireball and large debris field captured on video. NTSB Chairman Jennifer Homendy says recovery of the intact black box is a challenge.
There is substantial impact on the entire community. The debris field extends 4 or 5 blocks.
The medevac flight was headed to Tijuana with a child who had just gotten life-saving treatment at Shriners Hospital and her mother, both Mexican, along with the 4-member crew, according to the Mexican government. The crash coming 2 days after an American Airlines mid-air collision with 64 on board in Washington with an Army helicopter with 3 aboard. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.